Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. This is your host, Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with our co-host, none other than the fantastic, the awesome Pastor Peaches Byrd. Are you there? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Oh, yeah, we're going to rejoice and praise the Lord. Right now, Pastor Peaches, if you would get, give the housekeeping suggestions while I set up for maybe a couple of more praise and worship songs, because we're going to rejoice and praise the Lord today.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Make your phone calls. Tell your friends, family, enemies, whatever, whoever you want to hear the word of God and whoever you want to witness to. Give them the phone number. Call the family into the room. Put the phone on loudspeaker. Hallelujah. Tell them to bring their pencils, their paper, composition notebooks preferably, hallelujah, into the room so that you will be able to keep notes and you'll be able to refer back to the notes later on in the week. And you know what? You'll have that paper so that you can even write down any revelations that God gives you while you're listening to the Word of God. Hallelujah. And get your communion elements. Whatever you're going to use as your communion elements, your wafer, your cracker, your juice, water, whatever you're going to use, and lay it before you. Hallelujah. And if that is something that you need us to help you with, like a composition notebook, give us a phone call after the service, after the broadcast goes off. Okay? Let us know, hey, I need a drop pass to get a book. Or if you're not too far from here, hey, Pastor, I can drop one past the house. You know what? These notes and stuff, the things that you write down will be things that not just the notes that we give, the scriptures that we give you, but don't you know God can give you some insight or something, drop something down in your spirit while we are sharing with you something that you don't want to forget, All right? Hallelujah. Back to you, Bishop Byrd.
Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Let all the earth rejoice.
Wonderful Jesus.
I am the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. And I lift my hands in worship, and I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory.
Hallelujah.
All the honor, yeah, yeah. I lift my hands in worship, and I bless your holy name. Cause you are right. You do miracles.
Hallelujah.
There is no one else. Nobody else like you, for you are great. You can never call me so great. But you just
Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter
and Alan and Danya and Tiffany and Coco, hallelujah, and Faith, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. And Shirley Hendricks and Michelle and Marvin and glory to God. James Kelly, hallelujah, glory to God. Ronald Harrison, Mother Dolores Harris, hallelujah, and glory to God. Angie and Yvette, hallelujah, glory to God. Minister Janice and Gloria, hallelujah, glory to God. And another Yvette, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. And Cynthia, hallelujah, and Prophet Cynthia, and hallelujah, Minister QB Stevenson, and Dustin, and hallelujah, glory to God. And Justin, and hallelujah, glory to God. And Dominique, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Julian, and Anna, and Ava, and Kitty, and Stephanie, and little Stephanie, and Desiree, and Monica, and Julius, and Joshua, and Mitchell, and little Mitchell, big Mitchell, hallelujah, Darlene, hallelujah, Leroy Calvi and his family, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Apostle Dustin Harper and Sharon Harper and Dr. Sharon Harper. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Corinthia Johnson and hallelujah. Sean and Juan Johnson and James and Loretta Johnson. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Joyce Dukes and Tavon and Marvin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Pamela, hallelujah, glory to God. We know about Dominique and Danielle and Shelley and Earl and Tavon, hallelujah, glory to God. And Kimberly, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Bertie and Marion and hallelujah. And Mother Johnson and Viola and Lewis, glory to God. And Corey, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Yada Boshika, Donald Carter and Teresa McLeod, hallelujah, and Retta, glory to God, and Stephanie and Lori, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Arnold Henry, glory to God, hallelujah. We throw you up in the atmosphere of blessings right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Holden Ransom and Paige Trammell, hallelujah, glory to God. Brenda Deloach, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Freddie Douglas, hallelujah, Benjamin Thomas, hallelujah, glory to God. Albert Conaway, hallelujah, and Albert Harris and Patricia Harris, Montrell Marshall, glory to God, hallelujah, his family, oh God, hallelujah, glory to God. Yada Boshika, hallelujah, oh, we bless your name, oh Lord, hallelujah, we bless your name today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. We glorify your name, O God. Hallelujah. We praise your name today, O God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Salvation and glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Honor and power.
Bless your name,
the Lord, our God. For the Lord our God is mighty.
Hallelujah.
Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent.
Hallelujah.
The Lord our God, He is one.
Thank you.
Come on, everybody, to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory.
Salvation and glory.
I dare you to sing it. Honor and power.
Oh, unto the Lord, our God.
Hear what everybody else says. The Lord our God is mighty.
Hallelujah.
Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God is wonderful. Yes, He is.
Yes, He is.
Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Put it in your spirit. Let's release it in the atmosphere. Everybody, to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
salvation and glory. Honor and power, everybody. Unto the Lord our God. That's it. Sing it a song for your heart to sing. For the Lord our God. Yes, the Lord our God.
God bless you. Glory to God. Sally Lundy and Phyllis, hallelujah.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Dion and Damon, God bless you. And Joan and Lil, God bless you. And Bob and Lil Smith, God bless you. And Jeff and Maria, God bless you. Tanya, God bless you. And another Tanya, God bless you. Hallelujah. And David and Calvin and Robin, God bless you. Robin Brown, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord for you today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Glory to God. Marjorie Long. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you out there. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank the Lord for you today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Jason Roseboro. Hallelujah. Charlene Roseboro, God bless you. Sherry Woodley, God bless you. Hallelujah. Elder and Minister Miles, God bless you now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Gary Don Wilson, God bless you. Hallelujah. Harry Warsaw, Maisha Warsaw, and Dorothy Brown, hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. And Dorothy, hallelujah. Dorothy Warsaw, and Margaret Brown, and Evangelist Margaret Pearson, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're out there, and we just pray God's blessing over you right now. There's victory in the camp today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know what you've been praying for. There's victory today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, if you would take us to the throne of grace. Hallelujah,
Father God. We thank you for this is the day you've made. We will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for the privilege, Lord God, to be able to come before you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you for another day. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing us through this day up to this point in time. We thank you, Lord God, for the word of God that never changes. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the anointing that's on the word. Father God, bless the hearers today. Let us not be hearers only, but doers also of your word. Father God, we thank you for your love, for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for the care that you give to us. We thank you, Lord God, for proving your word to us, Lord God, in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for opening doors, making ways, Lord God, just for giving us our every need, because you said that you would do it, Lord God. We delight ourselves in you. You would also give us the desires of our hearts. Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God. We're standing on your word, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. And Lord God, you also said that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Lord God, for this is the heritage of your children. And we thank you, Lord God, for coming against, Lord God, the enemy like a flood. Lord God, like a flood, when they come to us, come against us like a flood. Lord God, you said in your word you'll lift up a standard against them. And we thank you, Lord God, for protecting us. Thank you, Lord God, for looking out for your children. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for your word and your spirit, Lord God. It's a comfort to our hearts, a comfort to our souls, Jesus. Bless the word of God as it comes forth to the bishop, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the hearers. Bless the youngest, even down to the youngest person, Lord God, that's going to hear the word. Lord God, let it swell up in their hearts, Lord God. Give them a desire, Lord God, to walk in the word, to love the word. Hallelujah, Jesus. We praise you, God. Lord God, if there's any that's listening, Lord God, that don't feel well in their body, we thank you, Lord God, for touching them, strengthening them, Lord God. Serve the backsliders, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for adding them to the church. Hallelujah, this day, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We have blessed the name of the Lord. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. We thank God for hallelujah, Apostle Margie Mercer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Overseer Norman Nevins. And hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Pastor Maxine and Theodis Lee. God bless
Amen.
You out there. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes, bless God. And Pastor Don Street. And Minister Jerry Cleveland, hallelujah, and Rakim, hallelujah, God bless you. God bless you both. And I tell you, we just thank God for all of you that tuned in to the service. God bless you. Hallelujah. We pray a special blessing over you. And we just have a quick Pastor Corner Nugget. We talked about the Victory Journal. Every pastor, every leader should have a victory journal.
Amen.
This will, this chronicles the victories in your life. It's a faith extender. Because sometimes as a leader, you kind of get pushed this way and that way, and you need a faith extender. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen. So you need your faith extended. You go pick up your victory journal.
Amen.
And then see, every leader in the body of Christ is also a mentor. You're mentoring folk that's sitting in the pews. And this is one thing you can do. Get the victory journal. And then the second nugget I want to tell you, call somebody today and just tell them, I love you. And God loves you too. That's all you got to do. You can do more, but hey, at the very least, do that. Because there's somebody's life you're saving when you do that. Because somebody said, it's no hope. I have no hope. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares. And just before they decide to pull the trigger or decide to jump off the bridge, you call them on the cell phone and you tell them, I love you. And God loves you too. That will stop
Amen.
The devil trying to steal, kill, and destroy. He'll stop him in his track. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But anyway, that's it. That's your nugget for the day. Hallelujah. God bless you. Pastor Peaches, is that all right?
Hallelujah. Yes, indeed.
Guess what time it is? I know.
It's
time. I know when I say that, I know somewhere deep in the recesses of your past and of your mind, there's a little voice saying it's howdy doody time. but we're going to say howdy doody, got to have some other time. It's communion time. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We know that we've already gave you the housekeeping suggestion, so you're ready. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for that, for you being ready. Hallelujah. And 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 30. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for
Hallelujah.
The meal that heals,
thank
the
you.
Meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life.
Yes.
We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. We thank you for them, oh God. We ask that you would bless them, anoint them, and sanctify in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, your word says examine yourselves. And we examine ourselves right now. Mm. And Father God, one of the things that we love so much is your covenant names.
Hallelujah.
For in your covenant names, you say what you cover in your covenant names. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And hallelujah. Proverbs 18, verse 10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth to it and are safe. Well, I got news for y'all. To me, the most important covenant name of Almighty God is Jehovah Shidkenu. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for being Jehovah Shidkenu, our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And right now, Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight.
Yeah.
Every sin of omission and commission. Please forgive us as we forgive everyone or everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined.
Oh,
we forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Father God, again, we examine ourselves. And we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. And with your stripes, we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes, we were healed. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ephesians 1, hallelujah, and 7 Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, be fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now your word says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, that means blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily. So we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19 says, God, you said that you are not a man that you should lie, but your word will do what it was set up to do.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 55:11, your word would not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. There's one thing you put above yourself, and that's your word, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Psalms 138, verse 2 says so. Hallelujah. And on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. Thank you, Lord. And declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the healing of Almighty God is here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, you said in your word, in Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body.
Yes.
The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Excuse me. Your word said, glory to God. In Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100, your word said that we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And that healing is the bread of your children. We thank you for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. And likewise, hallelujah, glory to God. On the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, thank the Lord. Hallelujah. He took the cup also. Hallelujah, glory to God. And he, after giving thanks, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. These are my new promises. This is the new inheritance that I'm giving to you. And I mean it so much that I wrote it in my blood. Take, drink. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's drink together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23 says, God, you said that when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, which means of the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. Hallelujah. For we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for seeing the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, O Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Comes against every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, hallelujah, hallelujah, we decimate, annihilate, eradicate, discombobulates, nullify, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, hallelujah, utterly destroy every curse against us and our families, every spell, every hex in Jesus' name. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell and every hex right now in Jesus' name. Fire, 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 fire in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For Holy Communion on today. Hallelujah. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bear to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. And Father God, we thank you for our family daily confession.
Yes.
We speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our family and our extended family, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, the entire first chapter, Acts 1:8, Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of helps. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's Jude 1:24-25.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you.
Bless you.
for Holy Communion on today.
Thank you.
And we just want to share with you, hallelujah, that it's good to do communion more so than less. If you can do it every day, do it every day.
Hallelujah.
If you can do it every week, do it every week. If you can do it three times a day, three times a week, do it three times a week. The do as often as you do this.
In remembrance
of Christ and what his, you show, you let the world know what he did. You let your family know what, you energize yourself and your family. Glory to God. You put the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ over your stuff. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, but in Jesus' name, hallelujah. That's a little nugget again. Hallelujah. We love nuggets. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, Pastor Peaches, we got another special time. I will venture to say, what time is it?
Time for the word.
Oh, well, blessed be God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give to every listener. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anyone that receives the seed from the Lord today, give them 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Save someone today. Heal someone today. Hallelujah. Fill them with your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. Today, oh God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And save me, serve you. Notice now, you're defeated already. We bind you in Jesus' name. We curse you from the root. We say, get thee behind us. You're under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. In Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for the families that are represented on this service today. We thank you, oh God, that you're going to meet every need in abundance. Hallelujah. Glory to super abundantly above. You're going to give it to them in Jesus' name. We thank you for your word in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just for a little while.
We're gonna talk
on this subject, and I want to share with you, Pastor Peaches. I know you remember this. Maybe several weeks ago, I spoke on the same subject. Is that right?
Hallelujah.
Yes. Well, you know what? We're gonna do it again. There used to be a song. Let's do it again. Hallelujah. I don't know what they're talking about. What I'm talking about is preaching on this subject.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want to share a little story. I had an uncle. He's gone on to be with the Lord now. But his name was Howard Young. Hallelujah. And he was in Virginia. And when I was a little child, my mother would take us every summer for about 2 weeks down to the country. Y'all remember country. Yeah, well, when we started going down there, they had outhouses. Come on now. You know, it was a long while ago. But Uncle Howard had pigs and hogs and pigs and chickens and ducks and guinea pigs and he had fields and all that kind of stuff.
Really?
And Uncle Howard was also blind. Isn't that interesting?
Mm.
But he dealt with that. He had a successful. He had all kinds of stuff going on because people came from far and wide to him because he also would sell what they call drum fish. These are real big fish. They're really a big fish. They're called drum fish.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually taste like chicken. And he would actually, these fish would be so big that he used a garden,
garden hoe.
To get the scales off this fish.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would slice it up. And people would come from far and wide. I mean, people, every ethnic group come from far and wide to Uncle Howard to get his a piece of his drum fish. Because it's a delicacy. Cause it tastes just, you cook it just like chicken. It tastes just like chicken.
Wow.
But he did so much. He was a farmer of the 10th magnitude. And he had challenges, but he still planted his seed, and he got harvest. And so, look, our base text today is found in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. You want to read that, Pastor?
Teachers,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In fact, before we do that, give them just the scriptures, because I think I only have five that I'm going to give you right now, five or six. You read all those scriptures before you even go to them. Read those scriptures.
Galatians 6, 7.
Uh-huh.
Genesis 8, 22.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis 14, 20.
Mm-hmm.
2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 11.
Mm-hmm.
Malachi 3, 10 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
Revelations 1, 15.
Wow. Hallelujah. That's a short list. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Or you're going to get another list later on. But anyway, for just a few minutes, I want to share with you on the subject. The seed you sow is the crop you grow. Now, again, tell somebody, the seed you sow is the crop you grow. Then tell somebody else, the seed you sow is the crop you grow. Now, if you by yourself, you could just say this, self, the seed you sow is the crop you grow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just want you to get that thought in your mind. And see, there some folk have been around church for 40 years and 30 years and 20 years, 10 years, even shorter, and they have not received their harvest on the seed they sown. And they have blamed God. See, if you've been keeping up with us on our message, the message we had before, we talked about sowing seed, et cetera. Well, now this is another level, you know, because, okay, you sowed and you didn't receive. Why? Now, James had the little answer to that, but we're not going to go in there. You know, the scripture, see, you receive not because you ask not. And then you ask and receive not because you ask amiss, that it may be consumed on your own lust. Okay, that deals with your motives of why you sowing what you're sowing. But here is what I wanted to share with you. Uncle Howard at seed time did not just go out and plant seed and then wait 3, 4, 5 months. And go back and get this harvest. Because between the planting and the harvest, there's some things that the sower, the farmer, you must do.
Amen.
See, you thought, all right, I sowed it, that settled it. See, because you know yourself. Now, come on now. When you were in grade school and your teacher gave you a little seed to plant, and number one, you had to plant it in good soil.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And then what did you have to do? You had to come back and water it.
Amen.
And then when a seed is sown, once you plant it, then you got to water it. And then you got to water it the next day until stuff starts. You got to water it almost every. You got to water every day until you see something coming out of the soil.
Amen.
In other words, until you see the tangible manifestation. And I still wouldn't stop watering then. I'll keep on watering, but until you see the tangible manifestation, you got to do what?
Water.
Keep on watering it. Now some folk have sown. And some folks have done what I told them to do. I said, somebody looking for a house, they want to buy a house. Several weeks ago, I told them, what you do, you put some money in your hand, It could be $1, it could be $20, $50, and go find somebody who is buying their house and give them a Holy Ghost handshake.
Amen.
And you did that. And you're still in your apartment. You ain't buying no house yet. And you went, well, God, that didn't work. God didn't keep his promise. Well, see, God is a consistent God. He is a God of infrastructure. If you go back to Genesis chapter 1, you saw all what he put in place before he created you. All of that had to be in place because he created you and there was no world to stand on, no atmosphere, no food. You last one day. It wouldn't even last a day. It probably last a few minutes, maybe a few seconds. So God is a consistent God. He set up the infrastructure so that you can do, glory to God, you can sustain a tangible manifestation of what he promised. You can have what he said you can have. But here's the key. Your work's not, just because you planted a seed don't mean that your work's over. Hello?
Amen.
Just because you planted the seed and said, Lord, give me, my name is Jimmy, and you go about your business, and you expect a tangible manifestation. That won't happen. You farming, and you done planted some seed. And by the way, you got to plant the right seed, because you want a cornfield, and you plant apple seed, you in trouble.
Amen.
Because at harvest time, ain't no corn stalks going to be there. You're going to say, man, there's apple trees. What kind of seed did I plant? Planted the wrong seed. So you got to plant the right seed in the right soil. Glory to God. Ain't it good? You got to plant the right seed in the right soil. Good ground. And then you got to tend to it. Now, what you got to water it. How do you water? And Pastor Peaches, oh, glory to God. Go to Revelations 1:15 real quick. So you just skip over everything. We'll get back to that list. But go to, and when you get there, say amen. See, you,
Revelations 1 what?
1:15, 1:15.
Okay.
All right. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Jesus. Speedy Gonzalez. All right, read that scripture. I think it's the last part, the B part of that I want, but you can read that whole verse. Go ahead.
Okay. And his feet like unto fine brass as if they were burned in a furnace.
Talking about
and you. His voice as the sound of waters.
Woo! You hear that? His voice is the sound of many. Do you know the voice of the Lord? When you pick up the Bible, that's the voice of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2 and 15 says that's God breathed upon. Look, the water of the word, that's the word is water. How you water your seed is with the word of God. The word of God. Now, we're going back up to our scriptures up to here. Okay, the first scripture was of course, God is not, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And, of course, be not deceived. Don't be fooling yourself. See, some of you fooling yourself. You done planted a seed. You done planted some corn seed. And you have done nothing else. And you expect a harvest in September, a whole field of corn. You are deceiving yourself. And then you're going to try a ridicule God, that's mocking, try to ridicule God. But you didn't give the harvest. You're supposed to give the harvest. But you didn't do your part. See, you got a part to do, too. The part here, glory to God. Read the next scripture. I think it's in Genesis. Is that right?
Yes.
Read that.
It's 8:22. And it says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease.
There's some things that you must understand as a farmer, because you're farming. You planting seed, because everything you think, everything you say, everything you do are seeds that are planted in earth. But you, when you plant your seed, I'm talking about financial seed now. You plant some financial seed, hallelujah, glory to God. You've got to make sure, number one, you're going to get a harvest. But you got to make sure that your seed is doing all right. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, wintertime, it's supposed to be springtime, but they have what they call a frost. And even the weatherman say, oh, it's going to be a frost tonight. And the farmers go out and they cover their seedlings. They cover their stuff up. Well, what do we cover what we sowed the seed with? Again, it's the word of God. That's our covering. The word of God. What's that next scripture?
Genesis 14:20.
Okay, here's something. See, you got to make sure that there's nothing destroying your stuff. You know, like weeds come up and destroy the seedlings. You choke your stuff and all that. Because that's what happens. Stuff happens. You got to make sure that the wolves and the raccoons and stuff don't come up and devour your seed. Is that right? If you're a farmer, you don't want no animals coming up. You plant seed, you turn your back, and the animals come and eat your seed. The birds come and eat your seed. I'm not talking about the bird family. I'm talking about your birds that fly with wings and flying around. Okay. Well, this scripture, go ahead. Thank you, Jesus. What happens? In fact, read that scripture.
Genesis 14:20 says, and blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave him tithes of all.
This is talking about Abram when he had family, he had goods and stuff, and enemies came and stole everything. And he went back and got him, got his boy, beat him up, came back, and he saw Melchizedek, which was a priest of the Almighty God, and Abram gave him tithes. So tithes is a way of getting rid of the weeds and the destroyers that would destroy the seed that you sow. Some of you say, well, tithes was under the law, and we ain't under the law. This was before the law. And Abram gave tithes. And see, we need to understand the benefit. What's the next scripture?
2 Corinthians 9:6 and then 9:11.
Okay, we're going to skip that because I'm going to go to Malachi 3:10-11 right now. Because, see, you got to understand it's important for you to deal with your tithes and offer that. What are financial gifts in the church? That's your tithes, that's your first fruits, that's your alms, and that's your offering, or what we call seed. It's important for you to understand that you got to do that. Why? Read 10, Malachi 10:11. Go ahead, read.
It says, bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it.
I hold it right there. That's number one, promised harvest on stuff. Hallelujah. A blessing. And it's not the tithes. It's not for God. It's for us. Go ahead. Number two.
And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake.
Wait a minute. Rebuke the devourer, the foxes and the raccoons and the other animals that will come and eat up and destroy your seed. Okay, read on.
And he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground.
The fruit of your ground will not be destroyed. Your garden will not be destroyed. What you have set out planting will not be destroyed. Why? Pay your tithes and offer. You don't, glory to God. Go ahead, read some more. That's
either shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord.
Look, you 8 years old, you don't learn how to plant seed. You look here, and God gives you a Cadillac. You can't, 8 years old can't drive no Cadillac. You try, you probably crash that thing. But the bottom line is that your fruit will not what?
Cast its.
The vine will not cast its fruit before time.
Amen.
Is that right? And that's everything's got. It's going to be in place. You want order in your stuff. You want order in your life. You want blessings in order in your life. This keeps stuff flowing orderly, consistently in your life.
Amen.
And the last thing in that same scripture.
It says, neither shall your vine cast the fruit, saith the Lord of hosts.
Okay. Is that 10 or was that 11?
I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts.
Okay. What verse was that?
That was 11.
That was 11. Okay. The next verse says something. What does it say?
And 12 says, and all nations shall call you blessed.
Okay, there you go. Other folks will see how your God took care of you because you took care of the seed that was sown. You watered it. You made sure that it would not be destroyed. Say, well, we don't have to pay tithes no more. You don't have to do anything. God gives you free will. You don't even have to accept him as your personal savior. But I suggest you do. Hallelujah. Go ahead. There's another scripture. That scripture that was 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse 6 to 11. This is a scripture that you hear so much. Y'all got to get a hold of this. Because, see, more than anything else, the Word of God spoke more about finances than anything else. I don't know if you know that or not. But anyway, read that scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 through 11. I think most people know this scripture.
Hallelujah. That's in the watering of the seed. 2 Corinthians 9 and 6.
Okay, no, just read 6 through 11. Just go ahead and read the whole thing.
2 Corinthians
chapter 9.
6 through 11.
Okay.
Says, for this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall also reap also sparingly.
See, when you sow, you got to have a real motivation. I'm gonna sow bountifully. Go ahead, read on.
And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully.
Go ahead.
Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver.
Churches will threaten their parishioners. If you don't give, God ain't going to bless you. That's not what it says. You will be blessed, but sparingly if you give a little. If you give a lot, you're going to be blessed a lot. But the key is, it's up to you. It's not up to, you got to give this. No. You have choice. It's up to you to give. What purpose in your heart. And I love the Amplified. The Amplified, you know, the part that says God loves a cheerful giver. Amplified says God loves, takes pleasure, and is not willing to forsake a joyous, hilarious, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his giving. That's how God wants you to give. But then, hallelujah, after you give, hallelujah, that's planting seeds. That's doing those other things, you know, because you're going to get, you're going to, see, glory to God. You do your tithes, the windows of heaven open, and the whole bunch of blessings that God had for you, they're going to come out of there. You do your tithes, and he will rebuke the devourer for your sake. You give your tithes, hallelujah, your fruit of your ground will not be destroyed. And your vine will not cast its fruit before the time.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah. All of that. And everybody can look at you and can see that God's going to bless you. You know, so that's fantastic.
Yes, Pastor. 9a says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you.
Amen.
That ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work.
God can make sure that you, all your bases are covered. It's important for you to understand it's time to sow. I'm just going to share this so y'all can understand. The ministry that God has placed in my heart doesn't depend on you giving. It depends on me giving. Your ministry, your life in Christ, does not depend on me giving to you, but you giving out yourself, being a giver, being known as a giver. All right. Is there any more scriptures there?
Second Chronicles. We finished the ones of the sowing the seed, but this is the next scripture of sowing, of watering.
Read the word. Okay, there's one scripture. There's one scripture. I think was that the one that was Revelations?
1:15.
I talked about that already. I went there. You water your seed that you sow with the word of God. Now, here are some scriptures that you water your seed with. In fact, watering your seed. Go down that list of scriptures and go down so that people can get this and have it. To water their seed.
Yes.
Okay, and then I'll talk about that. Go ahead.
Okay, Genesis 8:22.
Uh-huh.
Genesis 1:11.
Mm-hmm.
Mark 4:26-27.
Uh-huh.
Luke 6:35.
Mm-hmm.
2 Corinthians 9:6. 2 Corinthians 9:8. 2 Chronicles 20:20. Job 36:11. Psalms 115:12-14.
Okay. When you share these scriptures, now you have to water what you sowed with this word. In other words, you sowed to so-and-so as a seed so you can get your a house. So every day, at least once a day, not once a week, once a month, You need to go down some scriptures. You need to water that seed sown. And you say, therefore, God, you said in Genesis 8:22, you said that while the earth remaineth, there's seed time and harvest. And Lord, I planted my seed for the house. And therefore, I thank you, God, and I expect a house in Jesus' name. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know what? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know what? You can put on that list also Malachi 10 and 11. You know, I sowed a seed for this or that. Therefore, God, I know the devourer, the destroyer, is, glory to God, is rebuked now in Jesus' name because I sowed that seed. Hallelujah. That's watering your seed. You water your seed with the word. What's that? Genesis 1:11?
Yeah.
That scripture. Can you go to that real quick?
Yeah.
All right. When you get there, say amen.
Hallelujah.
It's important for you to understand.
Amen.
Okay, go ahead.
God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind.
It's important for the seed you sow to be what you want to grow. You can't hit no field of corn if you're planting orange seed. You can't get no, glory to God. No, a grapevine if you're planting tomato seed. The seed you sow is the crop you grow. So you make sure you're planting the right seed.
Yes.
See, glory to God. See, you got to understand that what you think, what you say, and what you do are also seeds that are planted. Now, they can be also, they can be, what do they call the things that choke the weeds? They can be weed seeds, too. You know, weeds come from seeds. When you on the phone gossiping, talking about Sister Susie and Sister Jane and what, oh, you sure heard what? You are sowing seeds in your garden that you already planted some good seed, but you're sowing weed seed. And you know what Luke, the 8th chapter, and Mark, the 4th chapter, talks about, that, hallelujah, the seeds that are sown among the weeds, and the weeds, the cares of the life, are stuff that happens in life, come up and choke the very life out of what you wonder why you ain't got, you, what you ask God for ain't coming out. The seed you sowed, you didn't get. The very life out of what you've been looking for. Don't you start blaming God, oh, he don't answer prayer. Yes, he does. But you got to do your part, you're a farmer. You got to do your part. You can't be planting no weed seeds along with your corn seed and expect to have a healthy corn crop. You got to stop being a gossiper. Stop taking a bone and carrying a bone. Hallelujah. Bringing a bone and taking a bone. You got to stop doing all that kind of stuff. I'm flying off of that. Glory to God. Flying off the hinge, you know, you got to control your temper. Your emotions got to be under control because your emotions have shot your seed in the feet. Your emotion, you blowing your top to mess up what you've been praying for God. I've been standing on this promise for 2 years. And then when God getting ready to give it to you, you done blew off at that shit. Well, they just pushed my button. And you thought you were right and getting angry with him. Bible said, be angry and sin not. But it didn't say, be angry is not a commandment.
If you find yourself getting ready to be angry, you say, "Well, look here, I gotta deal with some patience with this person, or some love, and some joy, some peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness." You got to deal with that stuff. That's a weed in your garden, and you got to get it out of there. But you don't understand. They took me there. Look, you sing on the Staple Singers. I'll take you there. You say, no, don't take me there. Say, excuse me, don't. Somebody trying to take you where you don't want to go because you don't want to mess up the promise that God made to you. He's going to keep his promise, but it's contingent on you doing what you got to do. You got to water the word. You got to keep the weeds out of that field.
Yes.
You are messing around, and then you have the audacity, the you know what I'm talking about. You have the gall. You have the gall to get angry at God. I have people talking about angry at God, and you sleeping around. Glory to God. You done got you went to the bank, and a bank teller supposed to give you a change for $50, and they gave you change for $100, and you kept the stepping. You don't let a weed seed be planted in your garden. And the one, I still haven't gotten that apartment. Mm-hmm. I wanted a new apartment. And you blaming God, blaming everybody and everything. You know, even Shakespeare, I don't know if Shakespeare was saved or not, but he had some revelations. He said the fault is not in our stars, but in ourselves that we are underlings. In other words, it ain't somebody else that's holding up the progress. It ain't somebody else who's holding up my victory. It ain't somebody else that's holding up my reward. It ain't somebody's holding up my blessing. It's me. I heard a song one time. It's me. It's me, oh Lord, hallelujah, standing in the need of prayer. But I just don't need prayer. I need to go to James 1, verses 22, 25, and that's not be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word. Come on now. Hallelujah. You have to wonder why is everything all happening to me? Look like every time if I didn't have bad luck, I don't have no luck at all. Because you've been putting a weed seed in your garden. You done planted nothing but trouble. You done planted nothing. You like a talebearer going around starting stuff in church, starting stuff on your job. You know what Susie said about you? That's not your business. Keep your mouth shut because you're shooting yourself in the foot. You're cutting your nose off. Hey, can you hear me out there?
Amen.
Glory to God. But you don't say, my daughter, my son, my neighbor, my cousin, my uncle, my aunt, I don't care. Pray for them. Glory to God. Throw that name up into the atmosphere of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do good to them that despitefully use you. Come on now. That's what the word said. Oh, well, I look over that. That's why a lot of these other folks think that it's all right to marry same sex and a lot of other things because they overlook that in the Bible. Don't overlook nothing in the Word because the Word is for, you know what? Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, tell you what the Word is for. Deal with it. Don't you come and complain with me. Well, God said such and such. Well, did you water it? Did you put some weed seed in your garden, or did you take the seeds, the weeds that grow up anyway, that blew into your garden, did you take them out? Everything a farmer is supposed to do, it does, to keep his crop fresh and alive and healthy, that's what you're supposed to do with the seed you sow. Because the seed you sow is what?
The crop you don't grow.
And how you grow that crop depends on you. Because God is a consistent God. You put it in good ground, He's gonna grow. But you got to keep the weeds away.
Amen.
You can't be a knucklehead and expect God to bless your socks off. You can't be a gossiper and expect God to bless your socks off. But we're just talking about what they did. But are you the news lady? Are you the newsman? Are you Channel 2 or Channel 11? That's not your job. You know what your job is? Your job is walk humbly before the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your job, glory to God. I'm going to tell you your job. Second Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. I want to give you what you're looking for. Glory to God. But you got to make sure you're on your J-O-B. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your J-O-B. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your J-O-B. You got to do what you got. Yeah, but I gave my tithes and offering. But what else did you do? Or what else did you not do? Come on now. Blow your butt. Hallelujah. You want to get blessed. You stay away from the mess. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is that all right?
Amen.
If you want to get blessed, stay away from the mess. Hallelujah. If you want to get a victory, don't play the victim. Because my Bible tells me, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think according to his power working within us. He's going to do it. But you got to be in the right situation. You got to plant the right seed. You got to do what you got to do to keep that seed from being choked by the enemy, choked by the cares and stresses of this life. Hallelujah. Well, bless God. I hope you got something out of this word today. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' name. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Thank
you. You can take over now.
If you'd like to share the phone number to dial after we go off the air, 410-444-5152. If you need a composition notebook, hallelujah. If you'd like for us to pray for you, with you, then and agree with you, the same number, 410-444-5152. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, repeat this prayer behind me. Hallelujah. Father God, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus. Lord God, come into my heart and save me from my sins. Lord God, I want to be a child of yours. And because I've confessed with my mouth and I believe in my heart, I am saved. Hallelujah. Communication. Send the letter or your card or whatever to RYMM P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. We'll see you on Wednesday evening. Hallelujah. Last week in the Lord.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message, well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory. Woo! You better put some hands together and act like you know up in here. GC.
Everybody say,